Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming up, the top of the side. The plan for a vinyl revolution is now officially being triggered.
To the bottom, I'm gonna see you again.
BLM is the front row.
Somebody that buys a Luda Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Victimhood. It's the drug of choice for a generation of spoiled junkies hooked on the false narratives of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, George Floyd, Jacob Blake, and the black homicide suspect in Minneapolis that clearly shot himself. But the rush of looting expensive goods is too much to pass up. No need to wait for all the facts to emerge. Facts that easily crumble the Black Lives Matter battle cry, riddled with the discarded factor that kills black men at a higher rate, the violent crime rate, as it pertains to the percentages of the white and black population in the United States.
Being on the street in any American ghetto where the black-on-black crime is a bigger threat and a bigger problem in the black community than the police use of force. So the fact that they continue to focus on this aberration, that is the police use of force, it's an aberration, okay? They have more fear of that than, coming across a gang member or being caught in a crossfire like Dwayne Wade's niece was in the city of Chicago, pushing a baby stroller down the street, for heaven's sakes, with a baby in it, and she took shots to the head from two black long-time career criminals.
Out of millions of arrests, police rarely kill anyone of any race, but when they do, the suspect is almost always armed and or fighting and resisting. Although rare, the odds were greater that white suspects killed by police would be unarmed. Black people are killed at a rate 2.8 times higher, and black people commit violent crime at a rate 2.8 times higher. If cops kill a certain percentage of violent crime suspects, then clearly the more violent crime you commit, the more suspects will get killed. If you commit 2.8 times more violent crime, you will have 2.8 times more deaths. But the left doesn't want you to see the reality. Coronavirus wasn't enough of a smokescreen for the Democrats. Their seething hatred for America unleashed an army of brainwashed scum to decimate Main Street. As the riots continue, over 750 police officers have been injured nationwide. 60 Secret Service agents and 40 U.S. Park Police were also injured, while at least 30 people have died as a result of the protests slash riots.
They prohibited us from getting on scene. We had to force our way to make a clear path for the fire department. Protesters intercepted that fire apparatus several blocks away with vehicles and blocked that fire department's access to the structure fire. Inside that home was a child. Officers were able to
riots have cost the city of Portland, Oregon, $23 million and rising. In Chicago, high-end Magmile retailers and mom-and-pop stores are looking at least $20 million, and the damage in Minneapolis is surpassing $500 million. It appears to be just getting started.
Why?
Why you support Trump?
Because he is for what's right for America, and I love it. This is my country, and I want it back.
John Bound reporting.
That is a powerful report. It needs to be seen. BLM.
constantly, whether it's New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. Year 2020, and we are neck and neck with these globalists in this fight, and they are out in the open in the New York Times, the Financial Times of London, the Wall Street Journal, dreaming of a post-human world. We're a parasite. COVID showed that. We're fighting. We're killing each other. We're worthless. We need to be replaced with machines, and that's actually the religion of the selfish neo-Nazis that run Facebook, Twitter, Google, all of them. When I say neo-Nazis, I don't mean they're a bunch of Germans. I mean, people know what a Nazi is. They believe in getting rid of people that they see as undesirable. They believe they're the Ubermenschen, which is the Superman. That's why I've got thousands of articles the last few days I've scanned over. Hundreds today. They're all incredible. But why am I going back to an article from a few months ago, looking forward to the end of humanity? COVID-19 has spotlighted the promise and peril of transhumanism. That it is a technology to overcome sickness, aging, and death. Oh, yes, you're miserable in your house. You know, there's an article came out Saturday. I forgot to tell the crew to print it for me. Paul Watson did a story on it, where one of the main people that wrote articles about never leave your house again, COVID's going to kill 10 million people in the U.S. alone, has now made $80 million off of their work-from-home, school-from-home software. Well, Bill Gates and Apple and all of them made billions off theirs. But it's not just about making the money. Making the money is just the gravy on top. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's about telling you when you can leave, where you can go, what you can do. And next segment, I've got a bunch of COVID-19 news I'm going to cover. But InfoWars is a canary in the coal mine. And when I tell you that they know President Trump's going to win. I told you that 6 months ago. But that they would contest the election, and when he didn't leave, even though they were engaged in fraud, they will activate their hordes to burn down the major cities, which they've already got out of deep freeze, warmed up, and ready to activate. So the answer is to counter with this. Trump wins 2020. He's projected in all the internal polls and all the strategists, and even Bloomberg admits to win by a landslide. And conservatively projecting, the lowest estimates that the Democrats have is that Trump wins by, and we'll put up that slide for folks, huge 313 to 227 in the Electoral College. That's the conservative low end. Of course, most people know this is a scam. You think Soros trying to fund a race war? You think the average black person buys this? They're upset and ashamed of what's happening. Just like the average white person is upset and ashamed of what our country's turned into. That's why all the polls show, even the polls skewed against Trump, 33% increase in black support from 8% he got during the election. No Republicans got above 12 since Ronald Reagan. And the numbers are even more intense. The numbers in Hispanics going for Trump is above 50 in many polls.
The system is in total panic mode. If you average men and women together, it's 28%. And that's in the lower polls. So that's got them completely, absolutely panicked. And so they are calling out all the stops. So I put this graphic up last Thursday of a dam that's InfoWars, that's you, that's adults, men and women, old and young, black and white, doesn't matter, that know what's going on against the communism, against the globalism, against the Satanism, against the authoritarianism, against the tyranny that is already spilling over, already cracking through, already leaking in. And I want to explain something. Big Mike, Michelle Obama, has said, if you don't elect us, things are going to get a lot worse. I'll assure you, studying how globalists operate, they get control, they're going to destroy the dollar, make China the new dominant force, and destroy all of your pensions, all of your future, all of your jobs, and plunge us into a hot civil war. Because here's what's scary. Americans aren't going to put up with this, and it is going to degenerate very, very quickly into a nightmare scenario. So let's talk about this graphic, the Hoover Dam. Communism, hundreds of billions of gallons of water on one side of globalist piss, InfoWars blocking it, and you down here. But here's the thing. This is too simple, an allegory, an analogy, a graphic. Because we're all InfoWars, and we're all down at the bottom as you. Think about that. It's all of us holding it back. I don't want to give InfoWars the credit. InfoWars just symbolizes us speaking up, us taking action, us saying no. And all of us, myself included, your children, our future, are down here. And this force wants control of the future. It wants to break through this and take control of everything in a horribly selfish way. And I just showed you NBC News, and what they just pulled up in seconds, Wall Street Journal and other publications saying, humans are bad. We must get rid of all of them. When I began to read Club of Rome and CFR documents from the 60s and 70s, in the 90s, when I was a young man, early 90s, and they were admitting how they would cut off resources, herd us into cities, break up the family, promote homosexualism, to break up the family. I'm not hating somebody because of what they do in their bedroom. The point is, it's pushed by them in the media, not because it's cool, but because it's destructive to the family and the culture and the society. And now you see the pedophilia push and the transhumanism and the sterilization of millions of little boys worldwide now because it's cool to say they're a girl, but really they're sterilizing a little boy. They're chemically destroying their testicles for good, and in many cases, that's not cool enough. They're having them surgically removed. And it was always the left that was for secret medical experiments and doing all of this. Because the left is the evil group. They are the organization that wants the power. They are the organization that wants the control. They are the group that's never done, never has enough power. They want to play God. They want to abolish reality. There's the article I mentioned at the start of the segment. Lockdown advocate who predicted 10 million dead in the U.S. from coronavirus raised $80 million in fundraising for online learning course. That's all they're doing. And I've got articles I'll show when we come back how universities across the country, we knew this was coming, are going, oh, there's just a little test you've got to take to make sure you don't have COVID. It's online. But really, it's an app you're downloading. Then the next they say, now you got to do this. Now you got to do that. Now we're going to track where you go and what you do. We're going to decide what shops you can go to. We're going to decide how late you can be out at night. We're going to decide that you can't leave campus. At least the Michigan University and some of the British universities 2 weeks ago admitted you'll be a prisoner. The other universities are saying, oh, here's this app you've got to get for admission, a COVID test. But then you learn, oh, by the way, every day there's something new you've got to do in that app to stay at the university, and it's spying on you. It's your little minder. And now you're in Tony Montana's Cuba for real, but a high-tech version of it. You're in Joseph Stalin's China. You're in Adolf Hitler's Germany. You're in Xi Jinping's China for real, run by evil big tech overlords that go to James Bond villain meetings like Bilderberg Group and Davos on top mountains and say Xi Jinping will crush America. and Hermann von Ruppe, the heir of the entire Nazi fortune. Royalty. His family was going to be the kings of Europe under Hitler. The literal prodigy of Adolf Alois Hitler says, we will defeat Trump. We will defeat America with Xi Jinping. Thank God, though, of more and more Americans and more mainline people like Tucker Carlson and Rush Limbaugh and Red State and Town Hall are like, it's all a Chi-Com globalist operation. The virus is almost completely fake. Bill Gates owns it. We've got to arrest him. It's a takeover. It's the end of society. We won't be able to leave our houses. They're making the money off the work at home. Oh, my God, it'll kill the infrastructure of the tax base and the way they build up the whole human system. It'll permanently collapse things. Red alert, red alert. They want to depopulate us. Yeah, now you got it, baby. Now you know the horror, not to scare people, but to face up to the battle and pull your sword in the info war, whatever else is needed.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
An AI computer can come up with that beautiful, soul-touching music. An Italian composer and an orchestra did. And long after he died, just a few months ago, his music, as long as humanity lives on, will live on forever. But the technocrats, the globalists, the New World Order crowd, they believe their God. They believe that they will control the development of humanity forever. I played it last hour. I'm going to play the clip again right now. Mark Zuckerberg, protege of the one, the only, Bill Gates, business partners, front man, came out and said, oh, we're not going to let Trump declare he's a victor, even though it shows that night, even though all the projections show a landslide. We're going to hold it up. The Democrats are saying that they are going to contest no matter what. Now, I know you're a regular listener. You go, my God, Alex, you say that every segment. And I said it before anybody else did, because this is everything. So what do we do to counter this? We point out that a Democrat think tank funded by Bloomberg and by Zuckerberg came up with this. And the red mirage, and it's all a fraud. And if we buy it, it's their mirage like everything else. And we talk about how criminal it is to say you can't have your opinion that Trump won not the night of the election, not the day after, not 2 weeks after. He's going to gaslight you and say you're not allowed to be engaged or involved. That's election meddling. But when the Democrats and the big tech companies and all the billions they're spending, when they do it, it's not just okay. It's the way things are supposed to be. So here's what Mr. Zuckerberg had to say about his plan to meddle in the election and how they plan to drive Trump from office, because that's the plan. Here it is.
One of the things that I think we and other media need to start doing is preparing the American people that there's nothing illegitimate about this election taking additional days or even weeks to make sure that all the votes are counted. In fact, that might be important to make sure that this is a legitimate and fair election. So we're going to do a bunch of different messaging around that just to make sure that people know that that's normal. So if one of the candidates in any of the races claims victory before there's a consensus result, then we're going to add some informational context to that post directly.
Yeah, hit pause. That the new normal. We need to let people know it's normal now that elections go on for weeks and weeks after, and that nobody can declare they won. They're going to fact check and say it's not true. So Al Gore said he won. George W. Bush said they won. They had to count the ballots. They had to fight over it. They had to have a Supreme Court rule on it. But he's saying, oh, no, we don't go to the Supreme Court. We just sit there and we have a consensus, meaning big tech and the media, the same folks. Will somebody run back there in the hallway right before you go into the other studio? There's a Madam President Newsweek. They printed up 250,000 copies of these and had them being delivered to the bookstores the day before. And so they really got shellac. They got embarrassed. Thank you very much. And so this is what, you know, I ought to open this up. I ought to tear this open because this is an actual magazine. That's actually Newsweek. The magazine's inside her. You can flip through it and see how she won that night and how she gave her acceptance speech. None of it happened. It's all fake news. Yeah, there it is. Wow. You can hear how she ran, how she won. You can see what she said in her victory speech. How she's the first woman president, and this giant PR operation of AI and big tech and the New World Order in Hollywood didn't work. And now it's going to work even less. Now it's blown up even worse. All the intimidation, all the bullying. Big tech's being shown that Zuckerberg isn't all powerful, that he doesn't own and run everything. And so they're going to throw everything to the wind and just say Trump lost even when he won and just contest it. And the contention is the contention. The contesting is the whole point for the Civil War. So let's go over some of these headlines right now. People actually get it now. Red state. $1 trillion big tech companies will use China virus scam to take over America. And this excellent article details how they ran the actuaries, the work from home, only they can operate. The rest of the real economy dies. How they're in league with China. People now get this was all war gamed out. Xi Jinping praises extraordinary and historic victory of Chinese socialism, World Health Organization in coronavirus battle. And it was a big theater they put on and hyping up the deaths and showing all the end of the world scenarios and exporting their fear worldwide and having America shut down while they're up and operating completely months later. Was a big victory for Xi Jinping. He was losing the trade wars and all the one-sided deals, but the big state and deep state and the Chai state and the Hollywood all ganged up on America, and now they're going to contest the election, and they're arrogant as usual. Meanwhile, corrupt Oregon Democrat governor extends COVID safe emergency to November 3rd, election day, while rioters continue to ravage communities. Everybody else gets arrested or given tickets if they leave their house or don't wear a mask, but not the precious rioters that are housed in government facilities. Meanwhile, people always want to give good news, or they always want to like show how COVID's 100 times less than the flu, or they're always downgrading it another 10 times, another 10 times. How dangerous it is. And like, oh, look, sunlight kills it. Oh, look, outdoors kills it. They don't care. They don't want a solution. It's about power. It's about the murder of common sense. NPR even says researchers say fresh air can prevent aerosol transmission of the coronavirus. But it doesn't matter. Austin still tries to keep the parks closed. I went down to Barton Springs again this weekend. They had another sign up saying it was closed. I tore it down. American Airlines slammed for advocating employees wear BLM pins. That means George Soros pins. Does it mean black pins? Sweden, close to victory over coronavirus, never had a lockdown or a mask because they just didn't play along with the fraud. Horowitz, thousands of cases but zero hospitalizations in colleges because it's fake tests, false positives. But, oh, my God, if you get a fever now, oh, you've got COVID, or I know somebody that died. Who are they? Well, my 87-year-old grandmother that had cancer and liver failure. They said it was COVID. They were resuscitating her a year ago, but, you know. I ran into this woman on the hiking bike trail. She was wearing a mask, and I said, ma'am, I was talking to everybody. My wife's used to it now. Probably talked to 100 people. I said, ma'am, just so you know, it's about 100 times less than the flu. And, you know, she goes, well, I know somebody that died. I said, how old were they? Well, really old. See, they don't get, they like getting into the fear. They like getting into the secret agenting, wearing their little masking. Australia riot police drag journalists to the ground, arrest him for covering anti-lockdown protests, then come to his house at night threatening him. And that ties into other arrests going on. And the university's now rolling out the COVID-19 contact tracing apps we told you about. But now they're actually on the phones. We've got some video of that. We'll show you that coming up. And Ezra Levant will talk about his reporter who got arrested and then harassed in his home in Australia. We'd have the reporter on, but it's the middle of the night there. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is going to come down. to fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy them. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Back live, broadcasting worldwide, and one of the smartest people I know, I can count him on 10 fingers. He's one of those 10, is Ezra Levant. And he's in my television feed, he's in my laptop feed, my iPad feed, my phone feed, because I watch Rebel Media every day. And he's always doing so good, I don't even distract him getting him on, because I mean, I tell my crew, who are great, I say, this is how we should do stuff right here. Just like Project Veritas, you name it, he's right up there. But this morning I had to call him, so he came on a short notice. One of the people they're covering getting arrested for simply covering government corruption on a public sidewalk. This other fellow that we've had on many times, who does a great job in Australia, Avi, reporting. He's showing the Melbourne lockdowns that we've been talking about and does nothing. The police arrest him and then have to release him and then come to his house and threaten him. This is just getting insane. The article's on InfoWars.com. There's a 24-minute video that shows all of it because the camera was going with audio when he's in the squad car, and they admit that it was because of his political issues. I mean, this is incredible footage. Australia riot police drag journalists to the ground, arrest him for covering anti-lockdown protests, but then come to his house. So this is such an incredible time to be alive. And Avi Yamimini, if I pronounce his name right, he's been on many times. Great guy. I watch his stuff almost every week. He's on air almost all day. He's asleep right now. It's the middle of the night. And so we're not getting him on. We'll get him on soon. But we've got Ezra Levant because another one of his reporters and he covered this other person being arrested. And this seems like a real theme going on. So, Ezra, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Alex. Thanks for the kind words. Look, there's a problem going on around the world, especially in countries that don't have the First Amendment. And that is journalists who tell the other side of the story, dissident journalists, alternative journalists, citizen journalists, they are being targeted not just by high-tech companies for censorship and deplatforming, but now actual police are targeting these contrarian voices. And we've had that in Canada as recently as a few days ago. And on Saturday, Avi Yamini, I love the guy, he just joined our company on Friday. On Saturday, he goes to cover a lockdown protest, an anti-lockdown protest, but he's there as a reporter, not as a protester. He's filled out the permits. You actually need a permit to leave your house in Melbourne, Australia. He filled out the forms. He went through the police checkpoint, which was insane, but they saw him standing there. One big cop went up, jabbed his finger into his chest, and said, "You have no purposeful reason for being here." Five cops grab him, slam him into the ground, and arrest him. And they never explained why. The camera was rolling on him. He was standing. No one was even 10 feet near to him. He was doing what we say is speak to camera. And I think that politicians around the world have used the excuse of the emergency of the health pandemic to flatten our civil liberties. They said 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Actually, they're flattening our civil liberties, and I would say to my American friends, hold on to your First Amendment, hold on to your Second Amendment, because as someone who lives in a country without either of those, I can tell you, once you lose them, it's so hard to get them back.
Well, with Avi Yamini, if I pronounced that right, we have him many times, I mean, he's a very well-spoken, very polite, very nice guy. He did a great job. Same thing happened in Canada. Get into the Canada story, and we'll roll some of that footage while you're talking of that whole saga there where the police are arresting a journalist on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I mean, just like in the U.S., there were all sorts of local mayors and what we call provincial premiers here who were locking down their cities. So in a city called Brampton, Ontario, the local mayor closed the hockey arenas. And you can imagine Canadians love their ice hockey. Well, we got a tip that the mayor who shut down the hockey arenas was sneaking into one of those arenas for private hockey games with him and his buddies while he was telling the children of Brampton they were banned for health reasons. So we went there and caught him red-handed. He was so embarrassed by that. Well, ever since he's been sending cops, and I don't mean one or two cops, I mean five squad cars to harass our reporter, David Menzies. And on Wednesday last week, we went to the arena to catch the mayor again. We're standing on a public sidewalk, public property, doing public interest journalism. And I swear, five police cars swarm in, arrest our reporter, David Menzies, throw him in the back of a cop car, simply because the mayor doesn't like taking questions.
And by the way, you don't have to swear. You always put out long form videos and shorter ones for folks that don't have time. You show it from start to finish because the mayor they continue to try to come back and have these illegal, elitist hockey games. Talk about hubris.
Yeah, it would be like Nancy Pelosi going back next week for a perm or something. I mean, she was caught in that hair salon. It was deeply embarrassing. She tried to cover it up with legal threats. But imagine if she went back again and again as flipping the bird to the public. That's what this local mayor in Ontario is doing. And so these days, Alex, to do our journalism, that's our main job. Journalism, like you, we tell the other side of the story. That's our motto. But to do our journalism, inevitably, we wind up having to hire free speech lawyers to fight even for our right to do journalism. We spend as much time fighting for the right to report as we do reporting in the first place.
And that's what I love about you is you're always where it's the hardest, in Syria or in Iraq or in areas in Germany where they arrest journalists, or in Australia now, or in where you live. And for those that don't know, you had a big national conservative TV network. You financed it yourself. It became, you know, the top three ratings, and they promptly shut you down because you don't have a First Amendment up there. So you started your international rebel media, and literally, whether it's Tommy Robinson or, I mean, it's like your reporters, I don't know how, you're so good at picking them. I'm jealous. We have great reporters too. But the way you just go into harm's way everywhere, yourself included, is really admirable. And I'm not trying to sit here and sugar you up, man. I just admire what you're doing. But I got to tell you, how the hell do you stay right in the crucible? I mean, you'd think that mayor would be embarrassed that they closed the hockey rink, but he's in there with his buddies having private games every week. He doesn't stop. Exactly. That's a great analogy. Pelosi gets caught. She has to stop. Imagine if she called the police on people and she kept going back every week. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're so right. I, by the way, the Sun News Network, that was not my own money, but I was a nightly TV host on it.
Sorry to get it wrong. I've always seen that you ran the big conservative network and it was yours you financed.
Well, yeah, I didn't finance Sun News, but we did start Rebel News from scratch, and we've done it through crowdfunding. And what do I mean by that? We can't rely on big corporate advertisers because they would be pressured with a boycott from the hard left. We're obviously not going to get big corporate sponsors because they're risk averse. And I think at the end of the day, we have to rely on the common sense of ordinary viewers. And that's why our real risk is being deplatformed by the media companies and the payment processors. Luckily, we're 5.5 years along into it, and we haven't been deplatformed. We've been demonetized a bit, but that's the danger. And I saw you were talking about Zuckerberg earlier. When the entire world's communications, banking, intelligence system, your entire history is in the hand of five people, Zuckerberg, Bezos, etc., we don't really live in a free world anymore. And by the way, the pandemic lockdown has doubled Jeff Bezos' net worth.
That's right.
And these mask laws that make it so unpleasant to go shopping, who loves that? Amazon, which delivers you your stuff, you don't even have to have the unpleasantness of meeting your neighbor.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and I find it deeply troubling. But we have to report on it every day, and we have to fight for our right to report. So thank you for shining a light on what we're doing.
Really, well, you bet. We're going to come back with Abby Yamini and what happened to him, the actual video and audio, and what happened to your other reporter there in Canada, basically. Did it happen on the same day or right around each other?
3 days apart.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there this morning at 5 a.m. getting coffee, cooking some eggs. I'm like, first I watch what happened to Avi. Then I'm watching what happened to you guys, and I'm just like, this is insane. It doesn't matter where you are. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way that gets out is you sharing it. Just like RebelNews.com and on Twitter, Ezra Levant. Stay with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Savage was on this show probably 6 months ago, and he said, Alex Jones, you're the gladiator, keep it up. And I don't tell this story to brag. I tell this story because it's pretty cool and you deserve to hear it, and I haven't told this story ever. But you know what I'm proud of? I don't want to be famous around Hollywood. I don't want to be famous around Bezos and all these billionaires that make me sick. I wouldn't sell out to them for $1 billion. But to be known at the White House when Trump talks about me as the Texan. How's the Texan doing? Tell the Texan good job. Because you know, being called a Texan, that old lore of strong and steadfast, and also a little nickname I've got at the Pentagon. And it used to be a joke they called me Captain America like 10 years ago. But I have the nickname the Gladiator. And that means a lot to me that, you know, to have a nickname like the Gladiator. People know I don't give up. I don't stop fighting. But I got to tell you, Ezra Levant and the work he does with Avi Yamini and all these other people, I watch their stuff every day. He's my movie star. His crew, Tommy Robinson, is a movie star to me. The guy takes on 10 Antifa. He's like 5'5 and beats most of their asses, and he goes to jail.
I mean, that's a real hero fighting for us right there, folks. And so that's all I'm saying is, what is Hollywood going to do, Ezra? As almost no one likes them. Everybody hates them. Populists are heroes. Trump's the hero. Trump's ending these wars. Peace through strength. What are they going to do as they have actually, and we're not bragging, it's a real phenomenon, we're outlaw country, like Waylon Jennings and Chris Christopherson and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. When their music got banned on the radio, it made them 10 times bigger. What are the establishment thinking that they ban us, it only makes us bigger? Well, I think they're planning on a total ban, period. What do you think their end game is with all this censorship? Because it's not about us saying, oh, I'm big, you're big, aren't we great? It's about thanking the listeners and viewers for keeping us in the fight and just how crazy the establishment is to try something like that.
I think some people think for themselves, but that's hard to do. It's hard to have an opinion that's contrary to what you think conventional wisdom is. I think the strategy of Hollywood and the tech companies is to narrow the bandwidth of acceptable opinion so they have all the opinions from A to B instead of from A to Z. And to say, oh, you can oppose the status quo, but only by a few degrees. For example, when he mentioned Trump, the fact he hasn't started any new wars, the fact that he's dialed back other wars, hasn't taken the bait in places like Syria, that's not supposed to be one of the options. You're supposed to have the welfare warfare state, and both Republicans and Democrats love to go and fight. So Trump is breaking the mold with both parties, and I think that's outside the bandwidth of acceptable opinion. I'm worried about that, because for most people, they're too busy living a real life, working a job, starting a family, to pay extra special attention to the world. Most people just glance at a headline here or there. You and I have our volume knobs turned up to 10, paying close attention to things, but most people are just too busy, you know.
Exactly. We live totally focused and other people don't. Imagine if the public had the time to be focused. Wow.
Well, and it's not just that. If Facebook, YouTube, Netflix, Amazon, Twitter all silence the right-hand side of the bell curve of opinion, like you have that sort of distribution curve, right-wing, left-wing, and if both of the tails are cut off, and you're only allowed to hear what's within one standard deviation of the medium, you're never going to hear the dissident voices, the rebel voices.
No, I agree, but I believe that type of discordant behavior creates an oscillation that's going to actually create an explosion historically. That's what I was getting at. What's going to happen with these levels of Soviet-level oppression of information? It's not quite physical yet, but it's getting there, as you said. I mean, this is Soviet level.
I think the better comparison is China level.
I agree.
Because there they have a total connection, the social credit system that you've reported
sure,
on.
China's the modern model. You're absolutely, you're well said. Exactly. China's a better example.
And we got to see, is there even a way out of that when your free speech is connected to your bank account, your ability to get on the internet, your ability to get a credit card, your ability to get a train ticket or plane ticket or even an apartment in a big city, when it's all connected and you can never unhook from your track record, your massive database. It's like a credit bureau, but for your whole life. Can you even get out of that? That's what's so terrifying about the tech totalitarianism. In the Soviet Union, you could get an underground typewriter and bang out Thomas data, and you could have secret meetings. I don't know if there are any secrets in the year 2020. China is the test case for America, Canada, Australia. That's what's so terrifying.
That's my next point, is I don't want to get into what happened in Australia, what happened in Canada, but if you do an overhead shot, guys, this is from West Virginia University, and they go, oh, it's just a test to make sure you don't have COVID, but really they give you an app, and then the app controls you and tracks everywhere you go, and they admit, like these other universities all over the United States, all over Europe, that you can't leave the campus for the semester. It tells you where you can go, what you can do, and gives you political messages. I mean, this is worse than 1984. And even Red State gets it. Trillion-dollar big tech companies will use China virus scam to take over America. That this is it. You're right. This is a social credit score takeover.
Yeah. You know, and most people, if the enemy came in storming ashore in a military uniform with guns, most Americans, Canadians, Brits, Australians would stand up and fight. But what happens when the totalitarianism doesn't come from a bomber or a battleship, but comes in through your cell phone and through your friendly school board saying we now have masks or no school? Vax or no school? Tracking apps or no school? Well, what if you're a working mom and you got to send your kid to school? So it's through the soft totalitarianism that comes in with a friendly scold. It's the Karen totalitarianism. Doesn't look like Big Brother with a scowl. It's a well-meaning public health.
You're right. And Don Jr. said we should stop calling them Karens and start calling them Hillarys, because that's really what they are.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Yep. No, you go ahead.
No, maybe. What do we do? I mean, you're fighting tip of the spear. We are. Listeners are supporting us. That's tip of the spear. What does Trump do?
Well, Trump's the only one who can stop it. That's why everyone from Soros to Zuckerberg to Xi Jinping wants to stop Trump. It's actually biblical in proportion.
It is.
How much is on his shoulders. And John Vaught of Hollywood, one of the few people who's not afraid to challenge the Hollywood narrative, he speaks like Trump is a Greek hero, and sometimes it comes across as over the top. But
it's actually true. We're in that. He's a Moses figure or a Hercules figure. I mean, he's got this impossible task.
And yet he has held up and accomplished things despite 1,000 people trying to pull him down. I really think that this is the most important election. I've said this, and I know people think it's over the top. How this next American election goes is not only monumental for America, but it's actually more important here in Canada than our next Canadian election. It's more important in the UK than the next British election.
Oh, I agree.
Election.
It's a referendum on globalism versus freedom. I do 5 more minutes, we'll let you go, but I want to play this clip of Avi Yemeni and what happened to him. But you notice the globalists on the left have said, whether Trump wins or loses, they're still going to go ahead with their agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible that so much turns on one man, but that's the age we're in. It is right out of a Greek play or the Bible.
I agree, a Greek tragedy or the Bible, but that's what's crazy is it is messianic that at this point we'd be given Trump and he really would be doing all of this. I mean, this really shows us God's real. This is wild.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, let me know if you want to talk about, I know we're almost out of time, Avi Yemini went out in a city of Melbourne, which is a pretty big city. It's about, going from memory, it's about 5 million people. I think it's the second largest city in Australia. But under a lockdown that I don't even think they have such a strict lockdown in China itself. Police there will literally grab you and put a mask on your face if you resist. They'll
bust it's worse than communist China now.
No search warrant needed to go into a home. And police check stops on the road. Australian military deployed in the streets. And yet this country that was such an amazing ally of America, you know, Australia fought in both world wars.
Yes.
Fought in Korea. It's a member of the Five Eyes intelligence community. Like, Australia is a great ally.
That was my next question to you when we come back to 5 more minutes to play this clip. But in 30 seconds, why has Australia gone so fascist or communist or authoritarian?
Because no one would stand up to say halt. No one dared to oppose. And so all the checks and balances, the so-called freedom fighters were too scared, Alex. That's how it happened.
Amazing. Well, your reporter, Avi Yemini, he did it. We'll cover the clip when we come back and then let Ezra Levant go. But Ezra's got to come back more than every 6 months. Just great work they're doing over at Rebel Media. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. 55 days out from the election, I am just blown away by how surreal this is and how much we in the Liberty Movement have been vindicated. I mean, the New World Order ain't hidden now. It's out in the open. Hour number 3, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.